This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Russian-backed voting begins in Ukraine.
We believe that these will be sham referenda. They won't be legitimate.
Hurricane Fiona batters Bermuda, but
we have four other systems in the Atlantic.
Protests over Islamic law.
My God,
in Iran. Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Voting is underway in Russian-held parts of Ukraine today in referendums Kyiv has deemed unlawful land grabs. U.S. National Security spokesman John Kirby tells the BBC,
"This is nothing more than a ploy by Vladimir Putin to try to gain through some legitimacy through politics and electoral issues, that which he cannot gain militarily."
In their most extensive findings so far, UN investigators say they found widespread evidence of war crimes in Ukraine, among them Russian bombings in civilian neighborhoods, executions, and torture. Ukrainian Ambassador-at-Large Anton Korenevich at a Human Rights Council meeting in Geneva today.
"New revelations prove that such atrocities are part of Russia's consistent tactics of terror against the people of Ukraine."
Border checkpoints around Russia are jammed with young men trying to leave the country after Vladimir Putin began drafting civilians to join the fight this week. Correspondent Deborah Pata is following developments from Ukraine.
Only hasty goodbyes and tearful farewells as citizens called up to fight in Vladimir Putin's war head off to training camps. Flights out of the country are booked solid. A panicked exodus of Russians trying to escape conscription.
Not really many, lots of Russians people want to fight.
And at border exits to Georgia, Finland, and Serbia, traffic has been backed up.
Hurricane Fiona has powered down to a still powerful Category 3 storm after slamming Bermuda overnight. Stephen Cosham, National Disaster Coordinator for the archipelago, says damage doesn't seem to be extensive, but power outages are.
"We have about 20,000 subscribers without power, and we have 33,000 subscribers on the island."
Meteorologist Craig Allen with our affiliate WCBS is keeping an eye on a new storm churning in the Atlantic.
Now, a lot of the models are bringing the possibility of the storm all the way to the western Gulf Coast, like over towards Texas or central portions of Mexico. But it's also showing signs of making its way on up either towards the Mississippi Delta or over towards the west coast of Florida, making a sharp bend.
A state senator in Florida has filed a lawsuit against Governor Ron DeSantis, challenging the use of public funds to fly almost 50 migrants to Martha's Vineyard last week. And in New York City, they're setting up temporary tents to house an influx of more than 10,000 asylum seekers. Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez is at a processing center in El Paso, Texas, looking into the record number of migrants being apprehended at the southern border.
Fabricio Hoyos has been traveling for a month.
So almost a month on the road. Casi un mes. Seven countries. Siete países.
A dangerous journey from Venezuela, where he says others died along the way while crossing through a jungle.
You rather risk your life over this one-month journey over staying in Venezuela. There's no guarantee. Can't buy medicine. No education.
They're usually released and allowed to request asylum, a process that typically takes years to complete. But not everyone is allowed in. CBP says more than 1.3 million migrants were deported or expelled so far this year.
In Iran, the army is vowing to confront the enemies and put an end to deadly protests being led mostly by women. Correspondent Remy Innocencio is at the foreign desk.
Taking off their head coverings and waving them in the air, this is defiance in Iran. And women are leading the charge. Some are even burning their hijabs,
sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini. Police allege she suffered a heart attack after being arrested for wearing an improper hijab. Critics believe she was beaten, saying her body was bruised and bleeding. Some women are cutting their hair in front of clapping crowds in solidarity. Authorities are cracking down, in some cases, with lethal force. Sanam Vakil is an expert in Iranian policy.
People are just fed up. This is a generation of Iranians that are pushing back.
And the rising fear is that Tehran will push back even harder.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Shortly after a divided Supreme Court gave the green light for an Alabama man to be executed by lethal injection last night, prison officials called it off because they had trouble accessing his veins. Alex Miller was convicted of killing three men at work in 1999. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones will be back on the stand in Connecticut today in his second defamation trial. Yesterday, he said he was done apologizing for spreading lies about the Sandy Hook Elementary massacre. Correspondent Nikki Batiste.
Alex Jones sat before the very judge he previously called a tyrant.
And you actually use that word a lot with your audience. You call people tyrants, don't you?
Only when they act like it.
Sandy Hook.
The InfoWars host is trying to limit the financial damages Judge Barbara Bellis ordered Jones must pay for promoting lies about the Sandy Hook massacre.
You acknowledge that among the things that you said about Sandy Hook was that it was fake, yes?
Yes.
Synthetic?
Yes.
Manufactured?
Yes.
With actors?
Yes.
Jones was ordered to pay $45 million in damages in another lawsuit last month. The White House response team is sounding a hopeful note on monkeypox. During a visit to a vaccination clinic in Washington, D.C., Dr. Dimitra Daskalakis said the goal is eradication in the U.S., and they're, quote, going to get very close. Cases are on the decline across the country. There's an alarming new trend this school year. CBS's Jim Krasula has the details.
Robocalls this week reporting fake shooter situations at dozens of school systems nationwide have panicked parents, children, teachers, and staff.
Those are ones we just can't mess around with. We have to take those serious, each and every one of them.
Scott Hare is with the Mankato, Minnesota school system.
With recent events of school shootings, it can cause a lot of panic, a lot of stress.
In California, two 14-year-old students are expected to be charged after allegedly emailing fake bomb threats to teachers.
A prize-winning British author is gone.
Master Cromwell. Where are you from?
Putney. Left when I was a boy.
HarperCollins says Hilary Mantel, who wrote the best-selling trilogy Wolf Hall about the 16th-century English power broker Thomas Cromwell, is gone. She was 70 years old.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
An ancient piece of Native American history has surfaced in Madison, Wisconsin.
Scuba diver Tamara Thompson went fishing for a very old piece of wood.
It's kind of the consistency of wet cardboard.
And after three tests,
for sure it is a 3,000-year-old canoe.
The second ancient canoe recovered from Lake Mendota as part of a joint operation between the Wisconsin Historical Society and Ho-Chunk Nation. Ho-Chunk Nation President Marlon White Eagle says of his distant ancestors,
shows that we had a society with transportation, trade,
trade, commerce.
Preserving the canoe at a state facility could take a few years. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Suspended in Boston.
Wild comeback here for the Celtics.
Coach Ime Udoka out for the season for violating team policies after reportedly having a consensual relationship with a female staffer. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, September 23rd. Produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.